There is always something in the human soul that wants to begin again, to have a fresh start, to take another crack at it, so to speak, because I can do better. Everyone has the civil holiday of New Year's Day to do that. We as Catholics have another day to do that, a graced day, Ash Wednesday. The beginning of this season of the retreat of Lent. Thank God it's here in 2019. Today is March 6th already. The latest Ash Wednesday can ever be is March 10th. The earliest it can be is February 4th. We could have been here 30 days ago, but I don't think we want to relive that winter of 30 days. I always like an early Easter, an early Ash Wednesday. I like Easter done, First Communion done, Confirmation done, my spring conference and session all before my birthday. That's how a German-Russian thinks. Let's get it done. Let's do it. But maybe it's good to have a late Ash Wednesday from time to time, because that's really what the word Lent means. The word Lent comes from the Anglo-Saxon word Lenten, which is the word for spring. From that, we get our English words of length and lengthen. And it's no coincidence that this season of Lent falls at a time of the year when our days are getting longer, during springtime, which is the word of Lent. Maximus of Turin wrote this 1609 years ago. He's an Italian. He said, "The prescribed 40 days coincide in time with that season of the year when nature experiences a thaw. It is the business of Lent to produce a thaw in our soul." If we don't take this annual retreat of Lent to thaw our soul, we might ask, like we read in that book of Joel, "Where is my God? Where is God in those around me? Where is God in the events of my life?" You are our Lord's faithful people, and you know where your God is. I wish all of you a good season of Lent. It can be a good one for all of us, by God's grace only. It can be the last one for some of us, by God's will. We don't know. But we know that the days must lengthen to thaw the earth, and the season of Lent thaws our soul. But be careful. A thaw produces ice. And so we need to be cautious. When we thaw our souls, we can face ourselves and become discouraged and fall. When we thaw our soul, we can witness the weakness of others and slip in our hope. Thaw also breaks stuff. I had a frozen bottle of Diet Coke in my truck the other day. It was down by my door. Solid ice. That bottle's not going to break until it begins to thaw. When we thaw our souls, we can begin to break a mold. We can begin to break a pattern in our life. That's why we commit to our Lenten resolutions. As they say, 3 weeks to a habit. So we resolve to break some molds. And that's not easy. But all of us must lengthen. All of us must thaw, my dear people, so that we can begin again. We're here to recommit. We're here to reconnect. That's what the word religion means, to reconnect to what we've lost in our relationship with our Lord. So some of you are probably saying, yeah, it's a late Ash Wednesday, but let's get on with what we're here for. The ashes, the Catholic badge, powerful indeed. In the Old Testament, people would put ashes on themselves as a sign of repentance, that we are sorry for our sins, and we will do penance for them. You, as our Lord's faithful people, are here to say, I'm sorry. I want to do penance. I need Lent. And we remember in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned, God was trying to find them, remember? Where are you, Adam? They were hiding from God. Sin makes us hide. When he found them, he said to Adam and Eve, because of what you've done, you're going back to the soil. You were made from dust and you will become dust again. We come for ashes to believe again in God's promise. God's promise that we are dust, and unto dust we shall all return. And we do so with great hope because of our Lord's promise that those who follow him will live forever. My dear people, many of you have already a great start to your Lent. Your day is probably already lengthened by coming to this first early Mass. We pray that by God's grace, we may be restored again as we recommit our faith in him. And we pray that as we experience the wonderful miracle of spring again, we may experience the joy of the wonderful miracle of the thaw in our souls again. The joy that can only be given by our God. Amen.